WGXC renewing their tower lease, which you can support by making a pledge and calling 518-697-7400 or donating online at wgxc.org/donate. But in addition to that happening and our radio show turning 12, the Hudson Children's Book Festival is coming back after a couple years break due to COVID.
Whoop, whoop.
And
let's party.
We are so excited.
How many years has it been? It's been like 3 years.
Yeah, the last one was in 2019.
Will we be holding our interviews like we usually do?
I believe so.
Oh my God.
I have to confirm with the radio station and the school, but yeah, we love hosting the book festival radio show every year. It's so fun.
I haven't done it yet, actually.
I know, because you joined us during COVID, right?
COVID. Yeah.
But yeah, so the book festival is going to be back on Saturday, May 6th, 2023. Save the date.
Woo!
They have a whole amazing lineup of authors and illustrators coming. So excited. And I've started borrowing all their books. But yeah, I can't wait. I know George is especially excited to meet Kayla Miller, because you talk about her books all the time.
Kayla Miller is one of my all-time favorite cartoonists and authors. I love her so much. She is amazing. She is a huge inspiration to me. And I am probably going to faint if and when I meet her. Probably going to just like plop onto the ground and die.
I hope that it doesn't come to that. but I hope you enjoy meeting them.
It's a good faint, not a bad faint.
A good faint. Okay. I don't want you to like meet them and then die. That just doesn't seem not satisfying.
Why, that would be a little sad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. You all would miss me too much.
Definitely. I would be very sad. Very, very sad. Yeah. Save the date for that. And of course, Ghostly Gallops around the corner. Our friends from the Hudson Children's Book Festival have books that they will be giving away to all of the kid participants in the race. If you're in the 1 mile fun run, or if you're a kid and you decide to do the whole 5K, one of the perks, you get a cool book. So thank you to the Hudson Children's Book Festival for that as well. And ghostlygallop.info for more information on that. Sunday, October 30th, so it's just around the corner. There's a costume contest, there'll be a photo booth. There's the 1 mile kids fun run and the 5K. And we're excited it's in person again. Hooray, hooray. Yay. But yeah, before we say goodbye for the day, just want to remind all of our listeners that it is the fall 2022 Tower Power Pledge Drive. And we're looking to bring in some sustaining support for WGXC so that in 2023, when it's time to make a decision about renewing the tower lease, so that we can broadcast on the FM dial and reach all of you lovely listeners out there. We want to make sure that WGXC is in a financial position to make that commitment to renewing the lease, knowing that we can fulfill that commitment. So we need to raise more funds for the radio station. Our goal for this pledge drive is to get WGXC up to the goal of 5,000 in monthly donations. And so for the pledge drive, that means we're needing to raise 1,250 in monthly donations. So spread across many of our listeners, we can make this happen, but we need you in order to do it. So please support WGXC by making a pledge online at wgxc.org/donate or by phone at 518-697-7400. Help keep WGXC and shows like Bound by Books broadcasting on that FM dial so that we can talk about books every week to you, our listeners. Thank you all for listening today. We hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
In the meantime, happy reading. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know I want you back. battle with you, no fiction. The wilderness becoming my addiction. I shuffle around the creatures and the lords on the road again. I make my transfer. Manipulation. And it feels nice.
I was just gonna lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We've got a pledge drive going on, and we are in need of your support to help renew the lease on our broadcast tower. That tower is a very important factor in our broadcasts. In fact, just using the word broadcast implies that we have a tower. You may not listen to much terrestrial radio at home, but I'll bet you do in your car. We have a very large listenership that tunes us in while they're driving. So in order to keep that going, we need our tower. Help us out. Give us a call. Donate. Go to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining member. We would love that.
Making try harder, sitting in the house watching Coach Carter. plotting on this Cartier. Hey, plus it, trying to go farther. I finally arrived and nobody's here. Hey, I used to dream about a new Hummer. Back when good music dropped Cruel Summer. Back when I wondered if I'd do numbers. Check the stats, boy, doing huge numbers. Got this dime piece on my cucumber. I ain't doing too bad for a newcomer. It's like gave me scars with a bruise under. Certain don't make you wonder. But that's a part of the game. We call life, love is hard to attain. My little brother drive a Jeep and I just bought him a chain. A real what I'm is and what I always remain. But this temptation keep calling my name. I wrote this song in L.A. I was driving my Benz. Thinking about this road I'm on to acquire ends. I'm an outlier, I retire these trends. Told me I was stupid just for hiring friends. I used to dream about a Dodge Charger. Suicide though, sitting on 24s. I was trying to find a job, why bother? Being broken, make you try harder. Sitting in the house watching Coach Carter. Plotting on this Cartier. Hey, plus it, trying to go farther. I finally arrived and nobody's here. Okay, listen to these proverbs, the odd words we call rap music. That took me all across the globe, watch people react to it. Figments of imagination, couldn't fathom elation. Indescribable with words, so I'll go illustrate it. Illustrious rhyming career for which my rhymes are revered. Clear signs of alignment, shows my timing is near. We all here for an assignment, several souls that are migrant. Simply vessels in this climate, solitary confinement. I break free every time that I wake. My faith leads and creates seeds that eventually blossoms of trees, getting rid of all the extra I thought I would need. I put your head on the swivel, wear my heart on the sleeve, but just breathe. This simple exercise can even rectify our greatest sins. Although my days will end next to God, I atone for all of my wrongs through our songs. But let him who is without sin go cast the first stone. I used to dream about a Dodge Charger. Suicide though, sitting on 24s. I was trying to find a job, why bother? Being broken, make you try harder. Sitting in the house watching Coach Carter. Plotting on this Cartier. Hey, plus it, trying to go farther. I finally arrived and nobody's here.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 90.7 FM, broadcasting Catskill, Hudson, Acre. This is Clubhouse Radio, and I'm DJ Cola, and I'm joined with my lovely sound engineer and co-host,
DJ Show Money.
And today we just got a chill show after we had some guests on last week. But before that chill show, we're going to listen to some news and weather, and we'll be right back after that.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reporting in the Times Union that officials and utility customer advocates in the Hudson Valley said Central Hudson Gas and Electric's billing has improved since the disastrous rollout of new billing software in September 2021. But some customers still complain of inflated and inaccurate billing, while others say they have not received a bill for months. A Central Hudson spokesperson said the utility is working to resolve these issues and that the current problems with billing were because of issues caused when customers were switched back to Central Hudson from renewable energy provider Columbia Utilities. The Public Service Commission has launched an investigation into the software rollout and related billing issues. Central Hudson itself is under investigation by the State Public Service Commission because of the billing problems that began last fall. Saugerties Town Supervisor Fred Costello said residents were having the, and I quote, same billing issues, end quote, as they did last fall and winter, but, and I quote, the magnitude is way less, end quote. After Central Hudson started using the new billing software, customers began receiving wildly fluctuating bills, some of which could bankrupt the average utility customer. Customers described their bills doubling or tripling in 1 month with no explanation. Newburgh Mayor Torrance Harvey was back-billed $708,000 by Central Hudson in March for his residential service. As of this week, the commission has received more than 4,200 comments from Central Hudson customers describing issues with the utility.
Costello said the most common issue in Socrates was customers not receiving bills for months, then getting many bills at once, all due at the end of the month. According to Central Hudson Assistant Director of Media Relations, Joe Jenkins, the reason for the, and I quote, majority of customers, end quote, now experiencing issues is the state excluded Columbia Utilities, a local energy supplier, from the energy marketplace. Columbia Utilities had promised to deliver 100% renewable energy to customers at fixed rates by using energy in bulk. 10 Hudson Valley communities, including Saugerties, Beacon, and Poughkeepsie, signed up, but in April, the company filed notice with the Public Service Commission that it wanted to pull out of the contract. In June, 8 towns, the Public Service Commission, and others filed a lawsuit against Columbia Utilities for reneging on its agreement, according to court documents. Jenkins said on October 19th that, and I quote, virtually all customers, end quote, that were switched back to Central Hudson from Columbia Utilities had their bills delayed, but he expected all back bills to be delivered by mid-November. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County elected and law enforcement officials and substance abuse prevention personnel gathered October 20th at the County Law Enforcement Center in Kingston to celebrate a new federal $1.3 million grant to help the county cope with the ongoing opioid epidemic. Sheriff Juan Figueroa said, and I quote, I think it's important to recognize the importance of what we are doing here to help people, end quote. Former Ulster County Executive, now Congressperson Pat Ryan, sought help during his administration to try to slow the opioid epidemic. He said, and I quote, we had to declare a public health emergency in 2020 for fentanyl to raise awareness of just how deadly and lethal it can be and how seriously need to take that, end quote. Between January 2021 and August 2022, the county's opioid resource response as county law enforcement unit had 683 referrals for treatment and distributed 1,835 naloxone kits to treat overdoses. The grant will help the county fund new positions to fight the county's opioid problems. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that this month the U.S. Postal Service filed notice with the Postal Regulatory Commission of price changes to take effect January 22, 2023. The new rates include a 3-cent increase in the price of a first-class mail forever stamp from 60 cents to 63 cents. The proposed increases will raise first-class mail prices by approximately 4.2% to offset the rise in inflation. The price for 1-ounce metered mail will increase to 60 cents, and the price to send a domestic postcard will increase to 48 cents. A 1-ounce letter mailed to another country would increase to $1.45. A single-piece letter and flat additional 1-ounce price will remain at 24 cents. The Postal Service is also looking to adjust the price charged for certified mail, post office box rental fees, money order fees, and the cost to purchase insurance when mailing an item. The post office raised rates most recently on July 10th. That increase included a 2-cent increase in the price of a first-class mail forever stamp from 58 to 60 cents. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 21st. Local early morning temperatures range from 33 in Windham to 36 in Kingston. Regional average soil temperature is 49 degrees. We seem to be getting some distance between us and the snow monster as it is now 400 miles away, just north of Montreal. And here is your final Friday fall foliage forecast. According to ilovenewyork.com, Catskill will be at peak and elevated areas like Windham, have already passed peak. Hudson is currently at 70%. The bold colors we're having this year are currently peaking in areas like Kingston and Rhinebeck. And after a week or so, that's it. So get out and enjoy it while you can. It's going to be a nice weekend. And on that note, even though you can see your breath this morning, fret not, it is going to warm up. Sunshine will bring that mercury up to 60 degrees by 3 p.m. Overnight, we get the cold plunge to 35. Then, tomorrow, we bounce right back up, hitting 66 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, the skies cloud over, and that blanket helps temps only drop to 40 degrees. Sunday, high of 64 is expected, with a potentially rainy afternoon. 52 degrees overnight takes us into an also rainy-looking Monday. High of 63 is expected then. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:24 a.m., low tide at 7:13 a.m., high tide again at 1:07 p.m., and low tide once again at 7:21 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 5:52 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see an incoming solar wind stream impact is expected on Monday. Currently, the solar wind speed is 364 kilometers per second at 9.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 33. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And here at WGXE, we are winding out the fall fun drive. So if you are on the fence, now is the time to become a sustaining supporter. Help us keep that radio tower powered. Head on over to WGXE.org. Hit that big easy donate button and keep those airwaves fun and unique.
People that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it. I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife. I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate. They caught me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace. I was 12 years with the Tommy fit. 15, cracking Bobby. I was 17 years on his earth when I popped the perk when my body itched. Need a pound to blow when I'm drawn to slow. I was down below where the Roddy Rich. We was slap boxing, no karate kid. Start to see the difference with a lot of shit. And my grandma got a lot of kids. Bought which farm, no mileage is. Kids test fifth and got a pot of fit, but I still got a lot of wallet. It's that I asked for. In my last year, I was mad poor. See my mama cry over homicides. Now she down the block, she got a passport. And my brother locked for a back door. Got my grandmama new Jaguar. Big body whips like Shaq car. No credit check, straight cash card. No stress, I progress. That's most death like Black Star.
See the future in my automobile. Stack paper, don't you know
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it.
I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate.
They caught me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace.
Living out my dream, my life is different. If I want it, then I'ma get it. Living every day like it's Christmas. Cause I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted.
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on the.
I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate.
They caught me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace.
Hello.
I am your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money, and I'm with my lovely, lovely host.
Hello, everybody. It's DJ Cola, and you are listening to 90.7 FM, and this is Clubhouse Radio right now.
Hi. So, what I wanted to say
is, right, I like food.
What do you like?
I like food, too. You want to be more specific? You want to give some details?
I like food.
Yeah, but what type of food?
I like all food.
All food?
Well.
What food do you want right now? Somebody said, hey, you want some food on me? Like, they're down to take you anywhere to get
some
food?
I want some food from Back to the Future. I think today's National Back to the Future Day. I don't know. Like, in my little search bar right here, it has Back to the Future.
Now, what you can do is you can go commit some crimes, and then your last meal, you could ask for Back to the Future.
Wait, hold on. Is this the day that Back to the Future came out? October 23rd?
Do we have a surprise anniversary of a very old, good movie?
Let me find out. Wait. When did Back to the Future come out? Oh, never mind.
Never mind. It came
no birthday to you.
It came out July.
I always like looking. You know, what year is Back to the Future set in? Like, isn't it 2015 or whatever? Because at this point, it's just Back to the Past.
I think it took place in 2015.
Yeah, I like looking back at old media and seeing how they predict the future.
But it came out in 1989. No, my fault.
It came out in 1985, the first one. For the second one, it came out in 1989. My apologies. The third one came out in the 90s. That's pretty close to the 2000s.
True.
Like Back to the Future just ended before the 2000s happened.
They didn't even get to the 21st century.
No, that's wild. They were doing the 1990s, my boy.
They were trying to predict the 20th century. They got some things right. We got hoverboards, just like not the cool ones.
Not cool.
We got like the.
This is very random. 2000s movies. 2000 movies. Let's see if we know any 2000s movie. Okay. Halloween. Oh, never mind. Are there popular 2000s movies? I want, like, actual, like, 2000 movie, not, like, the era of 2000.
Oh, so we're going on the dot 000.
Yeah, right? Like, I want to know if I know any.
A lot of people thought the world was going to end in 2000.
I thought it was... Yeah, you're right. I thought it was going to be... I was about to be, like, 2012, I thought.
No, they thought,
Isn't that...
The machine... Like, all of our machines couldn't comprehend the date 2000, and then they, like, the 999s would crash, and everything would die. Like, that's, like, one of the most popular, obviously wrong, conspiracy theories. Fun fact, everybody, if you're listening to this, we did not, in fact, die in the year 2000. I mean, not all of us. Rest in peace.
I there's a lot of 2000, like, not 2000, but, like, a lot of things I'm seeing on here, like, from, like, 2006, 2009, a lot of 2009 shows. Oh, my God, the Fantastic Four, the first one.
Was SpongeBob in the 90s or the 2000s made?
The 90s.
Yeah, that was made in the 90s.
It's crazy how the first Fantastic Four, you know, the one who, like quit Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
That came out the year I was born.
You're older than them.
No.
Than the Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic, like, Four original movie, like, the first one.
Oh, so that's older than you.
That's as old as me, like.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It came out.
Well, then it's older than me. It's weird how certain things can just straight up be older than people.
When did this come out?
Like, SpongeBob's older than me.
When did this come out? News? Review? When did it come out? Tell me when it came out.
No.
It just tells me it came out in 2005. Oh, okay. Release date, July 8th, 2005.
And what is this? The Fantastic Four?
Yeah. I'm older than... Wait. Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm older than this. Okay. Okay. I'm older than this movie. By like a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Which Fantastic Four member do you think would win in a fight?
Like, you gotta be more specific than that. Like, against each other?
Yeah, against each other. Free for all.
I'm saying Mr. Fantastic with prep time.
Prep time?
I probably would out prep time.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say prep time. But if we're just talking about Bruce Wayne, I'm gonna say the heavy hitters are gonna be like Johnny Storm and like the Thing. Okay. What's one thing that like you find entertaining?
Music, for sure. You know, music makes the worst days a little bit better and the best days a lot more better, you know?
Really?
Yeah, of course.
So, like, if you could name one movie from your childhood, what would it be?
Kung Fu Panda.
I wouldn't...
Hold on. Because
we're both Dragon Ball fans.
That's true.
You want to watch a hated movie of Dragon Ball Community?
Which hated movie are you talking about?
Think about a hated movie that no
Bio
one
Broly?
That no one likes in Dragon Ball Community.
Bio Broly?
No.
The Return of Cooler?
No.
I'm John Blank.
It's live action.
Dragon
Ball Evolution.
Oh, okay, I got you. The
you want some Dragon Ball Evolution with me, my friend?
Is that what this show is gonna be? Some evolution? I actually just watched the BoJack movie today. That's a good movie.
It's crazy. Dragon Ball Evolution was so hated. It has a 2-star rating. My fault. A 1.5-star rating. Not even a 2-star rating.
Remember, everybody, no matter like who you are, even if you don't think much of yourself, you aren't as bad as Dragon Ball Evolution.
You'll never be a god.
So hopefully that can help your day.
There are people out there bad worse than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah, like, Freddy Krueger.
I mean, you never have a worse rating than Dragon. Just remember, if you're trying to become popular or anything in your life and you're getting based on star ratings, you'll never be worse than Dragon Ball Evolution. And that's on Kakarot. No, I'm playing.
Nah, besides, your value comes from yourself.
I didn't know that this was a movie. I didn't even know Catwoman had her own movie.
Yeah, didn't that come out recently?
It came out like 2004, like a year before I was born. Didn't even know. Oh my god, I remember this movie. I was obsessed with this. Ben 10 Alien Swarm.
I remember Ben 10. I have fond mom.
Like,
memories
like the live
of Ben 10.
Action movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a W movie. I wanted a second one. Okay, I'm not a Transformers fan. Let's see when the first Transformers came out. The first Transformer movie came out in 2007.
Dang, that's 1 year older than me. Or, I mean, younger. My brain isn't working.
Nah, you're fine.
It's okay, I don't have one.
The Punisher has a movie? Is this a movie or a show? The Punisher has a movie. I didn't know that.
Oh, fun fact, everybody.
Came out in 2004. How do you feel about that?
2004? That was 2004. Before I was born.
2004. Had to start a war. 2004. Excuse me. Let's see. What are some other good movies? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. You got a favorite Ninja Turtle?
I'm going to say Mikey. And I'm going to say Raph. Mikey and Raph.
Okay. That's the red dude and the orange dude.
Oh my God.
Individually. I gotta help our audience. You know, they got some pretty obscure names. They're all named after artists. I might have to say Donatello was my favorite.
Okay. I was gonna say, don't tell me you don't know who these are.
No, I know them by both. Donatello's the purple homie.
Okay. Good.
He's a smart guy. He's building stuff.
Oh my God, do you know that in the new... in a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show, Donatello is an autistic
or has ADHD.
You know, a lot of the biggest minds do, to be fair.
Not work, but like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm messing with it, and like they show how like he has like how do I say it? Like, he's focused on like, I forgot the word. I can't think of the word. Even at the time, I can. But like, oh, stigmatism.
Okay, yeah, I got
they,
you.
Like, they made him hyper focused. Like there was an episode like where they show it. Like, he's hyper focused on a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, whoa. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it put me in a loop where like it had me.
That is interesting. A lot of like the greatest scientists are neurodivergent. You know, Isaac really? Newton. Isaac Newton was autistic.
Really?
Yeah. So was Einstein. Where people think there were obviously back in Isaac Newton's time. Yeah. Before they could properly be like, "Hey, this is what this is." But yeah, looking back on it, like all scientists are like, "Oh, or not scientists, historians are like, yeah, these guys are."
Do you have a favorite era of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's
a lot.
A favorite era? Like, I don't know. That's like, a tough
like,
one.
Like, I mean, come on. Like, we got the 90s. Wait, hold on. Right? It's like,
I think my favorite's probably from 2000 to like 2010.
We have 012. We have 12. Wait. Right? Let me look this up. All Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Let's see this. Updated to 2018. All right. So, let's see. We gonna see. Cause I know, we have the 1998 version, which is this one.
Half shell. You can definitely hear like the OG vibes on
this. This is the OG Ninja Turtles. So we also have that one. We have the one from 1987. They were both in the same year. This one went. They're both the same show. But I guess they're animated differently because it's a new season. It was a new season. This is another intro from that same Never heard of this one.
No, me neither.
I guess this one was from season. This is from season 8 to season 10. I don't know if it's from season 1 to season 7. Then you have the live action, which is Ninja Turtles, the next mutation. This is the one with the girl turtle. It was like they gave like.
I didn't even know they had a girl.
There was a girl turtle, and this was like I guess the live adaptation of the cartoon mm-hmm. when like you know like when they had. Initials. They was like, I don't know what turtle this is. You know, I'm gonna give him an initial and a belt buckle.
I like how they named them all after artists.
No word.
Honestly, though,
they
Master
made the artist more famous.
Master Splinter, I have to say, he's better than any of the turtles. He's just an OG.
The turtles don't
he's
have
the
some.
Master.
But the turtles don't have some crazy like. Master.
Master Splinter during his peak could 1v4 them.
I'm not gonna lie, I never cared for the show. I did care for this one. The next mutation where it was like if you could see this, like this one, I watched this one.
Okay, I got you.
I didn't watch the other one. Like all promises aside, like I never watched my apologies, audience. I had to scoot over so my host could see this with me. I've watched this one. Like I remember, I had a DVD. I had a DVD. Yeah. This one I never watched. Then like this version, I never watched.
Yeah, it looks super CGI. I'm not a big fan.
It looks weird. This is the one I was talking about with the girl turtle.
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember her name.
That's tough.
All I know is that her name must start with a V because our belt buckle.
Vicky.
Vicky the Turtle.
I feel like that's right, even though I've never watched that one.
This one, oh my god, this one's a goat. It's a goat. This one is from 03. We're getting in the thousands. We're in the thousands now.
This might be the one I know then.
I do remember this intro. I do remember this intro. With the Ninja Turtles. I grew up with this one.
This one's fire.
I grew up with this one in 2012.
This one gives off some punk rock hard vibes. It makes them.
We're
tough.
In 03. We're in 03.
Oh, that's why. 03 is a prime year for punk rock.
Like at this time, we're in 03.
Mm.
Turtles are really just hitting the scene. They're coming on Nickelodeon every night. And a turtle. Late night action.
I wish I was a turtle. Life would be so much.
I was a turtle for Halloween. I'm pretty sure 1 year.
I might do that.
I think
this
I was
year.
A turtle 1 year. Okay, but this is from. Okay, we have 203s. We have this one. Oh my god, no, an ad! My ad, no! Okay,
no, so free advertisement.
No free advertisement.
The only free advertisement we give is the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and it's not free.
And WGXC.
And WGXC. Speaking of WGXC, on wavefarm.org, there's a pledge drive. So if you're a fan.
Really?
Yeah. You heard them talking about it. You heard
So since it's a pledge drive, how much money could I send to this pledge drive?
How much money?
I'm interested.
If you could send us a lot of money, or if you don't have a lot of money, we're cool. We're not expecting anything, obviously.
Yeah.
But like a dollar donation, that keeps us going.
A dollar donation.
That's huge. And this is wavefarm.org.
You know, gonna wait for him. I actually just pulled it up. So, my lovely host, do you see this donation? How far they've come?
Yeah, how much we got?
So far, they're at a little bit of above 3,000. I mean, yeah, 3,500.
What's our goal?
5,000.
5,000. See, look at that. Thank you so much to our audience.
I don't know if you could read this description.
I can a little bit. Yeah, I got you. It's going up there. I mean, help us reach our goal.
Yeah, like it also says,
And if you do, if you want to give us an email, we'll read your name out for sure.
Okay.
If you want to shoot an email just to, like, give us any ideas, that's cool, too. OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com, I think it is?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm so glad I did not mess that up.
There's also a little thing down here that I'm looking at. You could do a monthly subscription if you really wanted to, or you could just do a one-time donation.
Yeah, either or. I know personally with monthly things, I'll just forget, and then the card will just keep donating.
Yeah.
But we also do have just a one-time donation thing if you would like.
Yeah, so like I know me like I ain't no heavy baller, like I ain't no heavy hitter, but $10 in my pocket, like that's I'm not gonna lie, you putting $10 in my pocket if I have no money, not something I'm gonna forget about.
I got you.
So if I give $10 one day, I'm gonna be like, all right, bet, yay for me. Like, even if, like, you're not like that, you could donate $1.
What's
like
that thing that everybody says? For less than one cup of coffee a day.
We can help you. But
now you can help us.
You can help us. But yeah, this is
let us help you.
Word. But this is another one from 03. It's a little different. Mind you, you're still like 03. My God.
Bang, bam.
Hold on.
That's a classic. Mm-hmm. That is a classic.
They got bars. I like how they mix the beat with this.
And then we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Fast Forward. I didn't like this.
What is this? Yeah.
This has to be like 04, 05.
On a tier list, where would you put it?
I think. Oh? That gives me a Power Ranger vibe.
I like the change here. I'd give it a C.
I watched it, but I didn't care too much for it.
Yeah, the intro, I'd give this one a C.
This would be an intro I would play.
For sure.
Okay, again, these are just our opinions. If you grew up with this era of Turtles, or these era of Turtles, these are all of our opinions.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't think there's much contention about this. I don't think people are going to listen and get mad. Look,
Turtle fandom?
The Turtle fandom's
for
real?
You need to look into Turtle fandom.
Oh, no.
Turtle fandom is dangerous.
You don't want to end up saying something wrong in Turtle fandom?
Like, if you could be like, yo, yeah.
I don't want to mess with the Raphael stands.
Word.
I would be scared of them.
You mess with Leonardo stands? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I never liked Leonardo.
You just hear?
I said it. Nope, no knock on wood. Come at me.
No. You just hear this at your front door tomorrow?
Raphael is better. He would be a better leader, too.
There are some iterations where they have Raph as the bigger brother.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff along those lines. But no offense to anyone that grew up with this era of Turtles. This is another one where I'm starting to realize, now I'm looking at the dates, there's a hiatus in between this. I remember this one.
I think.
Oh my goodness! Why would you do that to me? Why did you give the ad? We're about to be like on a Teenage Mutant Ninja. But speaking of ads, we have the 6:30 news, so we're gonna get into that, my friend. Here we go.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Greene County will hold a public hearing listening to comments from citizens at 6 p.m. October 26th in the Catskill High School Auditorium over the proposed $122,224,210 budget for the 2023 fiscal year. This year's county budget is the fourth year in a row without an increase in overall property tax levy. Republicans statewide called for a gasoline sales tax holiday this year, but Greene County did not join in on the tax cut. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "The increase in projected receipts for the current year directly ties to our decision to forego the gasoline sales tax holiday," end quote. The proposed Greene County budget sees increases from the county's health care program, up $920,000, and $2.6 million more for solid waste operations faced with higher landfill tipping fees and fuel prices. There is a link to the county's proposed budget on the WGXE newsroom and county website, and you can read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Voters statewide need to flip their ballots over and decide on an environmental bond act this year. And in the town of Catskill, there is also a permissive referendum on the back of the ballot. Voters can overturn the town board's decision last year not to allow cannabis consumption establishments in the town of Catskill. The town of Catskill board voted 3-1 to opt out of cannabis lounges on December 29th last year. The question on the ballot for all voters there this year is worded so a yes vote is against cannabis consumption and a no vote is in favor of allowing the equivalent of bars for marijuana use. With voting beginning October 29th and ending November 8th, what the ballot reads is, and I quote, "Should the town of Catskill Local Law 3 of 2021 prohibiting on-site cannabis consumption establishments in the town of Catskill be approved," end quote. The Village of Casco board earlier approved cannabis sales and lounges, which will not change with the results of this vote. Sarah Pickens Verdon, one of the folks who gathered enough signatures to get the measure on the ballot, said, and I quote, "We just want the other parts of the town of Casco to have the ability to benefit from the revenue, to be able to benefit from having another option for tourism," end quote. Pete DeMola reports in the Times Union that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's winter outlook forecast predicts a warmer winter for the northeastern United States with a third straight year of La Nina weather patterns. And I quote, "The atmospheric and oceanic weather phenomenon typically means drier winters through the southern tier of the nation and wetter, snowier conditions in the northern areas," end quote. But forecasters said this winter there are equal chances for below, near, or above average precipitation totals locally. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello.
Why can't we be friends?
I swear this song is a bop.
This
is to all the ops out there.
Oh my god.
Nah, I'm everybody.
You chose not to be friends with me. This is really old.
Oh yeah, very old. You know Smash Mouth did a cover of this song?
Really?
Yeah.
That.
The people who made
this song gotta be like what made in like what, All-Star. 80s?
Yeah, probably. Maybe even 70s actually.
Actually, probably because it's talking about no matter the color of your skin, the way they look in his video type look old.
Yeah, they the same people who made this song made Lowrider. Boom.
Never in my life would I have thought of that.
No.
Are you mad that we're not friends?
What? We're not? I'm so livid. After the show, there's going to be a fight at the clubhouse. Come if you want to watch.
Oh my god.
For legal reasons, that's a joke. There's no fighting, guys.
For legal reasons, yes.
If you want to fight, then go to the boxing gym.
But again, you're listening to...
Hmm?
Clubhouse 90.7 FM.
Radio.
Word.
Broadcasting.
Hey, broadcasting with Hudson. Wait. No, Hudson Casco Acre.
No, you got it right.
Oh, did I? Okay.
You don't got to list them in the right order, do you?
I don't think so.
Look at us being ignorant on air, everybody. Look how smart we are.
But again,
ignorance is strength.
If you can donate to WGXC, anything counts. Even if it's a penny or a dollar, we would highly appreciate it. That way, you can keep us going and everybody else going. So, yeah, that helps. Thank you.
But besides that,
Time to get back in the hoop. Why can't we be friends, huh?
You not want to be friends with me?
Why can't we be friends? You know, I feel like everybody needs to take a page out of their book.
Word, right? Just relax and be like, you know what? Like, this is nonsense fighting, and why can't we be friends?
The music video for this is wild.
Now, do you want to go get back to turtles?
Sure.
Okay. So as we were talking about turtles, what about, I like this one. You know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Sewer. I haven't seen this one. Or have I?
This hits different than the other one.
Right? Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Wait. Oh, yeah, I remember this. Because this is when they got the new hideout.
I think this is the first S tier.
I gotta watch this. You know, you can actually watch this stuff on... You can actually watch this stuff on YouTube.
Yeah?
You can watch that on YouTube.
That's awesome.
By me saying that, don't take it off YouTube, please.
Come to the clubhouse. We can have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle binge.
Word. Okay, then you have this one. This is 2012.
Oh, this is the one I know. This is the one I grew up. This is the one I know.
Come on. Think of one, my friend.
I don't remember it being this. I don't remember them actually like spitting bars on this.
He was snapping.
This is the one where I didn't like Leonardo.
This is season 1 to season 4. Total power. And then, when they went into space.
Imagine.
Triceratons have invaded Earth. You think how my boy Leonardo this. Really broke the fourth wall and was like, I'm gonna stop the intro.
I don't know. This is too much for me at this point. We didn't need to go in space. We were fine on Earth. Bro, turtles don't be in space, they be on Earth.
Sped up.
I think they did.
I think they sped it up in the scene.
I dare you to make your own intro to it.
I can't.
Nah.
This is the last season of what we know as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2012 edition. I don't remember this.
No, it's sitting with a jazz theme. Okay.
Is there any bars to it?
Seems to be the same, but yeah. That's the knot. Now we're talking? Yeah! I've got an idea! I don't know, this one isn't hitting that good.
Sewer apples. Yeah.
Okay. That was the same voice actor as before.
I'm just realizing this now, like it's 2022.
Alright. What? Yeah, me too.
That's the end of 2012. Now we have the rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. I just want to say.
Which one? Which year is this?
This is recent.
Recent. Is this how they treat in the series? It doesn't look too bad.
Okay, so
I'm gonna try to be unbiased here.
This is the one I was talking about when they said Donatello had ADHD, or like he was autistic. When I love it. They made all the turtles like different sizes.